A PETA contest labeled dumb. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. A group opposing PETA, which is PETAKillsAnimals.com, launched a new contest where people get to vote on what they call the dumbest PETA marketing campaign ever. I talked with Will Coggan, managing director of PETAKillsAnimals.com.
Obviously, we've had PETA Kills Animals here trying to educate people about what PETA's real agenda is and their massive, massive hypocrisy. But now we've launched this new contest to give people a chance to vote and to win a $1,000 plus prize, you know, meat for a year from ButcherBox, and vote on what they think is the craziest PETA campaign. And obviously, you know, we've chosen 10 of the craziest, but certainly there's no shortage of dumb and crazy PETA campaigns over the years.
Lots of fodder.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's your choice of dumbest campaign?
You know, personally, I would have to go for probably their Holocaust on Your Plate campaign, where they are comparing modern farms in the United States to Nazi concentration camps. It's just totally outrageous. The analogies that they're creating are just totally crazy. When the campaign ran, this is about 15 years ago, it was rightly condemned by a lot of Jewish leaders in the United States, and actually ended up being banned in Germany, where they don't allow you to trivialize and deny the Holocaust. So I'd say that's my personal choice.
Coggan says that PETA wants to change idioms like kill two birds with one stone to feed two birds with one scone, and change be the guinea pig to be the test tube.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.